This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical, and a patient named Leslie Logan, L-O-G-A-N, is the last name, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was November the 3rd, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Logan is a 61-year-old female who came from Hurley. The paragraph chief complaint, she presented with dyspnea and she had congestive heart failure, COPD, and also has hepatitis C. New paragraph history of present illness. Mrs. Logan was at Kith Haven for a while and then went home to be with her sister, but then she had difficulty breathing, period. She also is debilitated and has some degree of confusion and needs help with ADLs, period. She had a stroke. She has a history of substance abuse and was admitted also to the hospital in August of 2022 with a stroke, period. New paragraph. When she came into this admission, approximately on or about the 28th of October, she was very short of breath, period. At about 2 a.m., she went to use the bathroom and began having trouble, period. She tried a rescue inhaler and a small fan with no relief, period. There's no associated chest pain, fever, chills, or nausea at that time, period. No clear aggravating factors were noted, period. In the ER, she had dyspnea and hypoxia and had to be on 6 liters a minute when she came, period. She was given albuterol, ipratropium by nebulizer, and salmeterol because of the COPD, period. She also had leg swelling, and her deep dimer was a bit up at 1.5, and she had a creatinine of 2 with a GFR less than 30, period. It is felt that she has stage 4 chronic kidney disease as well, although we'll follow up, period. A chest x-ray showed pulmonary vascular congestion, and she received 40 milligrams of IV Lasix for diuresis, period. A Doppler of the right lower extremity was negative for DVT, and that was done because there was more swelling on the right, period. She doesn't have full insight into as to why she's here, period. She knew she had difficulty breathing, period. She has been a bit uncooperative initially with the nursing staff, but seemed to cooperate with my questions, period. She's here for rehab and possibly long-term care, period. New paragraph. Her swelling has subsided considerably and her dyspnea is better than it was when she came to the hospital, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT, no earaches or throat hoarseness, and she seemed to hear me adequately. Respiratory, she has had shortness of breath, but is less so now, period. No cough at present. No sputum. Cardiovascular, the edema of the legs is better, period. There's slight right leg swelling, but not extreme, period. No chest pain. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria, hematuria, musculoskeletal. Slight neck pain. No acute joint inflammation or pain. Neurologic, she's weak in general. She denies any headaches, fainting, or seizures. Skin denies rash or itch. Endocrine, she has diabetes mellitus, period. Currently, there's no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past medical history. Osteoarthritis, asthma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, substance abuse. She has diabetes, and the hospital mentions diabetes type 1. And I'm not clear if it's type 1 or 2, period. New paragraph, surgical history. She's had a cesarean section and a cholecystectomy with stones removed. No, change, a cholecystotomy with stones removed. And surgery for a foot fracture, period. New paragraph, allergies unknown. New paragraph, family history. Her maternal aunt had diabetes mellitus, period. Social history. She is a smoker and has about 30 pack years by history, period. Some alcohol use, period. Some drug use, period. This includes marijuana. New paragraph, medications. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams twice a day. Albuterol, 2 pills every 6 hours is needed. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Cholecalciferol, 2,000 units daily. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. Cymbalta, 30 milligrams daily. Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily. Flovent, inhaler. The 110 microgram actuation inhaler, 2 puffs into the lungs twice a day. Furosemide, 20 milligrams PO twice a day. Hydralazine, 50 milligrams 3 times a day. Insulin, aspart, 3 units 3 times a day before meals. Imdur, 60 milligrams daily. Nifedipine, 90 milligrams daily. Valproic acid, 10 mLs. Which is 500 milligrams twice a day. Vimpat, 200 milligrams twice a day. New paragraph examination. She is a bit debilitated, not extremely distressed, period, slightly confused. Poverty of speech. Blood pressure 97 over 63. Temperature 97.5. Pulse 81. Respiratory rate 18. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular movements are intact. Oral mucous membrane, pink and moist. Ears normal. Inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable fibromegaly, no nodes. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation, and there's no current wheezing today, period. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular normal, sonus 2, no gout, no murmur. Her edema is trace now. It's mostly controlled, and fetal pulses are palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. She's a bit weak. She's slightly weak on the left side, monodramatic weakness, though, period. She did seem to elevate the right arm less full with range of motion in the shoulder than the left, period. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no sinus or clubbing. Slightly decreased right shoulder range of motion. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, this lady had acute hypoxic respiratory failure due to exacerbation of congestive heart failure in the hospital, period. I will continue Lasix 20 milligrams daily at present. And she's on Imdur, 60 milligrams daily, period. It was found in the hospital that she had preserved ejection fraction of 60 to 65%, so it's diastolic heart failure. It seems better now, period. She also had edema, but Doppler was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Two, she has COPD evident and diagnosed, and I will continue. Albuterol, 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed. Yeah. And Flovent, 2 puffs twice a day. Period. Three, she has apparently a history of seizures. I'll continue the Depakine, 500 milligrams twice a day, plus Vimpat, 200 milligrams twice a day, period. Five, she has a history of hypertension, and thus we'll continue the Bacardi XL 90 milligrams daily plus hydralazine 50 milligrams 3 times a day. Period. She has evidence of stage 4 chronic kidney disease, but I will recheck later on in a more stable state. Period. New paragraph, she has diabetes mellitus, and her hemoglobin A1C in the hospital is 7.5. You know, can you insulin 3 units 3 times a day before meals for now, which is what she came in with, period. New paragraph, she has evidence of hepatitis C, and she's to follow up with gastroenterology and infectious disease, period. The staff will attempt to make appointments, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.